Yeah, I found stuff in my toe. Fucking hurt.
Did it bleed?
No, I didn't bleed.
But you all right, fool?
It got, it got red. I felt like I broke it. But I feel like that's every time you stub your toe. You're just like, oh no, it's broken.
Fool, you ever like stub your big toe and you get like hella mad?
I've never stubbed my big toe. I'm not an idiot.
I stubbed my big toe, bro. I get hella pissed.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like that. I feel like that vine where the kid's going, and he's like, do you trip? And remember the vine with the little black kid and the guy's just recording him and he's like,
You know oh, yeah, it's a fat kid, right? It's
yeah. Like a fat black kid. The guy recording him is like, man, you tripping.
He's all calm and shit.
Oh, dude.
So, what's up? Anything happened this week?
Oh, we're recording already?
Yeah.
I didn't even know.
Wait, so, what? Anything happened this week?
Nothing happened this week, bro.
Oh, no, bro. Same story. Again?
You know, I woke up today, dog, and like, I didn't do anything.
No, I thought you were going to say you weren't hungry. I was going to say, wow. Nah,
what the hell? That's headlines, but nah, that never happened.
Oh, no.
Nah, because, like, I didn't know I was supposed to not work until yesterday night.
Oh, yeah, you were off today.
Yeah, so then I woke up, bro. All I did literally today was I was in bed until, like, 8:30, and then I got up at, like, 10, out of bed at 10, and I had some Fruit Loops.
Oh, and bro, Fruit Loops? You put the milk in first, huh?
Ricky. Nah. And my brother woke up. One of my brothers woke up and he was like, you want some burrito? I was like, yeah. He gave me a piece of burrito.
He gave you the butt, huh? Where it's only tortilla?
Yup.
Oh,
and then I went back to bed and watched YouTube for like 3 hours.
What you watch on YouTube?
Like, live performances by bands.
Bruh.
I watched some videos of this guy. I forgot the channel. It's called like Deer Meat, I think.
I never heard
and,
of it.
And he was hunting a Dungeness crab in Oregon, I think, or somewhere in the Pacific Northwest, and then he also went hunting for something.
Crab?
Dungeness. It's like a giant crab.
No.
And then some videos of like these Australian dudes that were at the beach, and they go foraging in the water, like they're at the rocks during low tide, and they found a bunch of like hella like clams. And these things called razor fish. They look like penises. They're like little, look like clams, but like penis shape.
What the
shape.
Fuck?
Yeah. And they caught crabs too. And they caught a lobster.
Crabs, oh shit.
Yeah, just like by hand too. Like it was low tide.
Nah.
Yeah, so they caught all that. I also watched like a bunch of like I said, bands doing live
performances. What's that band? The Black Panthers? And where they want the girls to show their titties at?
Steel Panther,
that's it.
Yeah.
Ever since you sent me that one video, a bunch of the videos just keep popping up.
They're funny, dude.
Yeah.
They're funny as hell.
Because in the titles of the video, say Steel Panther, hot girl from Midwest.
Like, yeah.
It's never the music. It's just something about a girl that was on stage that sometimes she shows her tits and sometimes she doesn't.
If you listen to their songs while they're performing, that's all their music is about. It's about titties? Girls. Oh. Like, smashing girls and titties and drugs.
Oh, no.
It's just party music. Like, white just people party rock. Music. Not even old school. I guess you could call it old school. I just call it, like,
cause that's how it was
hair,
before.
Hair
it was
music.
Tits.
Metal. Yeah.
Tits,
but,
sex, drugs.
I watched a lot of that, and then I ate some more Fruit Loops.
Fat.
Then I showered, and now we're here.
Damn, fat.
Yep.
But that was, so it seems like today's the only productive day you had, and the rest of the week you were just twiddling your fingers.
What you mean? I was busy.
Stop.
Working.
Busy doing what, fool? Nothing.
Scratching my nuts.
Get the hell
getting ready
out.
For the day to end. Are you still sick, fool?
Yeah, man. I'm a week long sick.
I know you're weak, fool.
You're still
I'm sick. Saying, are you still sick?
I've been sick for a week long.
Oh, you know what that means, right?
It sucks, dude.
It means you're dying, fool.
No.
Let me have this computer when you're dying.
You're dumb.
I don't
want
to.
But now it's just like my nose is stuffy. I don't cough as much anymore. I cough like every few hours. Not a lot.
Do you have like a
like I took a shower the other day. Yesterday. Took a shower and I was just constantly just blowing my nose. I did it for like, I kid you not, like 10 minutes straight. And just snot kept coming out.
I was gonna ask you if you have a humidifier.
No, I don't have. My dad has one, I think, actually.
Try it out, just like put it in your room when you sleep.
The fuck? I'm not a peasant.
Probably clear you out.
I'm good. I'm a man. And,
have you tried Mucinex too?
Mucinex? No.
Try Mucinex.
I'm trying a bunch of things. I have like this little like nasal spray that I put on.
Uh huh.
And then I have pills that I'm taking.
Yeah.
As well.
I think you should try Mucinex.
Nah, I'm not a kid. I'm a man. I don't need no Mucinex. I just need some OJ and some soup.
That's all bad for you.
Man, I'm hoping tomorrow I'm all good. Because now with the fucking toe jammed and then...
You got toe jammed?
Well, stub my toe. Stupid.
Toe jam. Show crusty toes. Fingernails fell off.
You know, I was watching... David Dobrik posted this little video.
Oh, here we go.
In this video, he did a montage of him and his homies.
Bro, all his videos Coachella. Are montages, bro.
But this montage was different.
Okay.
It seemed like he got all the happy parts of them being at Coachella. So it seemed like something you would want with your friends, you know what I mean? Like, if we went to EDC again, like I would want to do that.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's not.
You know, it's been almost 4 years since we went.
TDC?
Yeah.
It's been almost 5 years, bro.
4 years.
Five.
Four. We went in 2015.
Oh, yeah, you did go 2015. You're right. You're right. Because I remember we bought the tickets to go 2014, but we couldn't go after all because what couldn't we
Well,
go?
You could go. I couldn't go. Mine was, mine was a maybe, so that's why. Because
you were a bitch. That's you why couldn't, you couldn't even out. Sneak out or, like, just say, hey, I'm sleeping over. At a friend's house.
For 4 days? That's gay. That's, you would tell that to your parents. I'm going to stay at my boy's house for 4 days. Kevin, getaway. Hot springs.
Even the homie said he was going to do it. But then since you backed out, we were like, all right, we got to back out.
Damn.
He didn't even sell his ticket. Remember? He didn't even sell it. He still had it. So he lost like 450, right? Or 400?
Yeah, poor bastard.
He lost all that money because of you, right? You.
Yeah.
How do you feel, man?
I don't.
No.
Even after going next year, or the year after that, I still feel like I lost some money.
No, bruh.
Oh, damn.
What do you mean you gotta see a titty, though? So, no, you gotta see a pair of titties.
A pair of titties is not worth $450.
And you gotta see a snatch.
Where did I see a snatch?
You didn't see, you saw a snatch?
I saw no snatch.
I could have sworn you did. You even told me about it. Like, I went to go water and you're like, dude, I was looking for you.
That was titties. That was the titty moment.
No, there's another girl. You saw her snatch.
I think you're tripping.
Nah, I swear to God you did.
I think it might have been the other homie that was with us.
Nah, it was you.
Nah.
Because you even had that guy bend over in front of you.
Oh, you're
gay. Oh, no. Hey, it's true though, isn't it?
I was telling the other homie yesterday, because he posted on Snapchat that he got his ticket. And I was reminding him about how much you liked it when that guy was there.
Oh, no.
And we both laughed. Like, oh, that was hella gay.
This shit was funny. Why were they going in there?
Just to, like, check it out.
Oh.
I think it might have been, like, a set.
I think it was your idea, too, huh? You're like, let's check it out.
I think so.
Yeah. Oh, no. You knew it was in there, huh?
I wanted to check out everything.
Nah. You knew it was in there. So you're like, I need to go now before it's too late.
Stop. You were salivating as soon as I said, hey, let's go over there.
You walked in on him, huh? Like, you walked into him?
In on him? There's no bathroom.
No, you walked into him. Right?
No.
Why are you lying, bro? His cheeks were on your pelvis. Nope. Oh, no.
Whatever you were purposely and intently watching, it wasn't me, gay boy.
It was you. Because I remember I walked around the whole thing.
Because you wanted to see everything, right?
And then you just walked straight down the middle.
Because I didn't want to get bumped into, that's why.
Oh, that's funny. What do you mean? You were trying to bump into somebody else.
You just said it. You wanted to walk around the whole thing. That's how you keep recording.
It works, all right? Don't worry about me, all right? It works.
It's a big-ass nostril, so...
Look at the nose of a genius, bro.
Stick a carrot in there.
I was watching some videos about people hunting gophers. There's this dude with a bow and arrow. Just goes to town on gophers, man. He kills 30 of them.
Holy smokes.
He got a fucking collateral on gophers. You know what a collateral is?
Nope.
It's when you shoot and you hit two things.
I knew it would be that. So I knew it would be two
gophers with one arrow. It was kind of sad, though, because, like, one of them, the first one he hit, died, but the second one was still alive. And it was trying to get back in the hole, so he quickly just ran over and just killed it.
Yeah, you gotta finish it quickly. How did he finish it, though?
He grabbed another arrow and just...
Oh, stab it?
Yeah, stab it.
Was it in the head at least?
Yeah. Yeah. He ran over with the arrow. Because at first, like, it was, like... When he hit the collateral, he got really stoked. So, like, he turned around and looked at the camera. And was like, yo, I got two of them. One. And then the camera zooms in. And you see, like, the other one trying to run away still. While it was hit. Like, what was happening was, like, since the arrow penetrated the first one and it penetrated the second one,
it didn't go all the way through.
It was, yeah. So the one gopher was dragging along the dead one and the arrow, trying to get back into the hole. So once, like, the camera guy noticed it, he let the guy know. And the guy just ran over and just, ah.
Damn. That's funny. It's dark. It's sad, but it's funny.
Yeah, dude, it was crazy. I don't know how I feel at first. And then I just watched it again and I laughed.
You cried, huh?
Because it's crazy, man. Like, it's dope. Like, you got the collateral. But then you see the gopher trying to run away still. It's like, oh, damn.
This is why you got to put bombs on the end of the arrows.
Oh, bruh.
So you really finish them off.
So I was there a video where some dude stuffs one of the holes with I don't know if it was grenades or dynamite, but he throws some explosive under.
Where the hell would he get
blows
grenades?
Them up. I don't know. I don't know.
Grenades.
But it, like, blew. It, like, popped.
What the hell?
Yeah, dude. It looks something off of a movie.
When you do that, though, you can't get him out.
Nah, it flew out.
Oh.
And, like, you see the body just fly.
I think the mink is the best way to go, man.
Yeah. That's the sickest way to go, anyways.
That mink plant channel was dope.
I think he's ending his channel, too, isn't he? I looked at it recently, and I think he's ending it.
No way.
Yeah.
Why?
Probably PETA.
Nah, he didn't care about PETA.
I don't know. I know, but if you get enough eyes on something, it's like you said, that one time, like, if enough people start complaining about it, eventually something's going to happen.
Well, I don't think PETA's a lot of people, though.
I know, but PETA, if PETA broadcasts it, people that think the same way are going to respond the same way. And they're all going to go and, like, talk shit and try to get YouTube to bring them down or whatever, you know?
I mean, I see what you're saying. I just don't agree, because...
I don't either, but... you asked why he's closing it. That's why I think he's shutting it down.
So
but
just,
I don't know.
So just say, I don't know.
I don't know. That's why I said, I don't know, but I think this is why.
I was watching a video today of these two comedians, or three comedians, Burt Kreischer, Tom Segura, and Bill Burr. And it's like Burt Kreischer's show where he cooks for, like, two other comedians or another comedian.
Who the fuck is Burt Kreischer?
He's like, they're all comedians.
But where does he come at it? Do I know him from anywhere?
Probably not.
Movies, or is he just a stand-up?
He's a comedian, bro. Stand-up. That's what
okay. But there's comedians that come out in movies, too, bro.
And
Bill Burr's in movies, man.
Yeah, but he's a comedian.
All right, but he's still done movies. He has his own show.
Being in movies doesn't make you a comedian. Makes you an actor.
If it's for family, have you seen
that makes you a voice actor.
Have you seen that one?
Yeah, I've seen it.
That one's good.
But let me finish my story, fool. With your dumb interruptions.
Dude, idiot.
Anyways.
Burt Kreischer.
They asked Burt Kreischer a question.
And then some other dude.
They asked Burt Kreischer a question. And he didn't know the answer. But he kept talking. And it reminded me of you just now because... Or you reminded me of him just now because Tom Segura was like, that's Burt's way of answering questions when he doesn't know an answer. He just makes one up. That's exactly what you just did.
I didn't make it up, though. Bro. It made sense, doesn't it?
Nah, because, I mean, I don't know about you, but me, I don't know anybody that agrees with that. Actually likes PETA.
I don't think
and
anybody likes PETA.
Two, I don't know anybody that's ever defended rats.
But people still support PETA.
Would you ever try a rat?
Nah, I'd never try. Like, I don't know.
Rotisserie?
I might try a rat, maybe.
But like,
depends on what.
Specifically?
How?
Like, do you have like a choice for like how you want it prepared?
Yeah.
Like, do you want it like in some pasta? Or like a tomato sauce or a creamy sauce?
I just want it grilled.
Grilled?
With spices on it, and that's it.
Damn.
Just grilled. Add a little spice.
So yeah, you wanna taste the rat.
I wanna taste the rat.
You don't wanna like mask it with something.
Nah. If I'm gonna try a rat, I gotta try it, you know? So I'm gonna skin it and then just gonna grill it. Obviously I'm gonna take out the guts and stuff, but then I'm gonna grill it.
Do you want like the lean meat? Do you want the fatty meat? I don't know if rats have a lot of fat or
well,
not.
Well, here's the thing with that. I wasn't thinking like that at all. I was thinking more just you skin it like a fish, and then you take off all the organs and like you take out the bones, and then you just put it on a stick.
Like when you fry a fish, you fry the whole fish.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was thinking. And then once it's cooked, I just took it off and just bite it.
Even with his head still on there.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
But what if? Imagine. Imagine you skinned it and gutted it, and then you cooked it over the fire, and you were about to bite it, and then the tail still like moved. That'd be freaking nasty.
I'll bite the tail off and I'll throw it into the fire. With my teeth.
That's nasty. What if it, when it died, its tail got super hard, like a stick, so that way you could just gut it and skin it, and you could just use the tail like a stick.
Like the stick to burn it?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It's like roasting a marshmallow.
Yeah.
Rat meat. Wait, what color do you think rat meat is?
I don't know. Red? Pink?
I don't know. I don't think it's every pink. Every other
meat is?
Nah. Because, like, if you eat, like...
It's not like chicken.
Like, beef is, like, red. Chicken is, like, pink.
Yeah.
And then deer is, like, a really dark color.
I don't know, man.
I think it would be dark.
Like, yeah, I want to say, like, a dark red, maybe. But nothing too crazy.
Ever seen those black chickens?
Yeah.
Like, where the skin and the meat is black?
Yeah.
It freaks me out.
It looks like blood, but it's not. Like, I've been noticing when my mom's cooking, when she cooks chicken, sometimes there's still red parts of it. But it's not raw. It's cooked, it's just, it's red. Doesn't that make sense?
No, it sounds like it's raw.
No, it's not raw. Because you know how you can taste the difference of, like, raw and cooked?
I don't know. I've never had raw.
I actually had raw before. I've had raw before. And there's a, like, distinct difference in textures.
In textures, yeah, but in taste?
Yeah, in taste, too, yeah. Because you can taste, like, if it's cooked, it's a little harder to chew, whereas if it's, like, raw, it's more chewy.
Yeah, but that's texture.
But you still have the taste of the chewiness.
But that's...
I don't know how to tell you. But it's different. It's just different. So, like, when my mom cooks the chicken and it's red, it doesn't taste raw or have any textures of raw. It tastes cooked. It just looks funky.
I've never seen red chicken.
Yeah, it's like the meat is, like, red. It's, like, but it's the meat that's stuck to the bone. Oh. Like on a chicken leg.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know what you mean. That's just dark meat.
That's what I'm saying. But it's, like, sometimes there's, like, little red strings.
Oh, that's like the veins.
Yeah, it doesn't say that. But it's weird.
I had chicken this week from Vons. This mango habanero. That's some fire chicken.
How do they make it?
I think they just roast it and they put the sauce over at the end.
Is it the one you get in a little baggie? Or is it at the rotisserie?
It's like at the little food counter, like the hot food.
Oh.
And then you just...
So you get it.
You tell them, like, yo, let me get a 4-piece mango habanero.
Why are you lying, bro? You're like, you got the whole chicken?
Ah, it's too expensive, bro.
Ah.
It's like $10.
God damn, bro.
You can go to Vons, or you can go to Food Fighters and get a $5 chicken.
Well, I work at Vons.
Vons. Yeah, go try it then. It's good.
I always bring lunch, though.
What do you bring?
Usually leftovers.
Oh, that's good.
If there's no leftovers, in sandwich.
Oh, yeah. That's not good.
But if there's no leftovers, then I just get sandwich.
I took a sandwich to work yesterday. And I hadn't eaten all day.
It got nasty.
And I didn't get a break because it was busy.
It
so
got nasty, huh?
I didn't eat it until today.
Oh, that's
I ate
nasty.
It at noon.
That's nasty.
PB&J.
Oh, that's nasty.
The bread was toasted.
There's this lady at a different bank where, for lunch, older lady. She's like probably 60s or 50s. Old, though. And she, whenever she has lunch... She always has the same thing, which is a PB&J sandwich.
I can't do that, man.
Always. Every day as she goes to work, for lunch, she always has PB&J. The reason why is because she doesn't want to clean the fridge or the microwave, so she doesn't use it. And that's why she has a PB&J sandwich, because then she just keeps it in her purse. And when she's going to eat lunch, she just takes it out of her purse, so she never has to use the fridge or the microwave, so she never has to clean it.
What the hell?
So weird, right? Like, why?
It's not weird. I mean, it's I get that part. It's just nasty eating the same sandwich.
I don't know, man. I think it's weird.
For how long?
that's like you're gonna eat the same sandwich for this long, just to avoid cleaning the fridge and the microwave.
Nah, son,
like,
not me.
It's not that serious, man.
Yeah, exactly. I'm kind of in the mood for a sandwich right now.
Sandwich?
Fat ass turkey and cheese with a little.
Really?
A little bacon and sliced jalapeno.
I'm not. I'm in the mood for a burger. It's Sunday. Easter Sunday, so people were grilling.
A burger? I didn't grill.
You're not obvious people. You're fat people. Difference.
What do fat people
Fat people don't cook, bro. They go buy food that's already made.
Well, what am I buying?
Sandwich.
Oh, man. If I'm buying, I want to buy a sandwich.
Ooh.
I want to buy, like, a burger.
Burrito? Oh. Did you hear what happened in Sri Lanka?
No.
There was a... It's kind of like what happened in... What was it? Australia, was it? There was a bombing. Three bombings in three churches. But those three churches, from the impact of the bombs, it also did damage to hotels that were clear, that were close by.
There's churches in Sri Lanka?
Yeah. Churches everywhere.
What country is it in?
Sri Lanka.
That's a country?
That's a country.
I thought it was a city. Or like a territory.
Country. No, it's a country, Sri Lanka. I got a homie that's from there. He posted it. I was like, bro, what? I looked into it. I was like, god damn, dude.
I mean, church bombings and all that stuff, that's...
It's crazy.
That stuff's always going on.
Yeah. It happened, because I guess they celebrated Easter a little earlier over there. So they're going, it was like Easter Mass. So there was a lot of people at church, and that's why they did the bombings. Because there was going to be the most people going to church.
Was it all the same guy? Was it...
I don't know about that. They haven't disclosed any of that information. All I found out was that there were three bombings. Three different churches, and it also impacted some hotels. There's a lot of people dead, a lot of people injured.
Damn, you hear this truck struggling?
Hell yeah, dude. You know that driver's like just rocking back and forth, trying to get it moving forward more.
Sounds like I did at the land. I would run the mile.
Oh, damn, look at that shit. That shit's slow, that's why.
I don't get it. Is this place just called Jamba now?
Wasn't it always called Jamba?
It's called Jamba Juice.
I know, but wasn't it... Didn't it always say just Jamba?
Nah, I mean, maybe this one.
Bro, in my city, they're closing down... They just closed down a Pizza Hut.
Bunch of mutts.
And they closed a sushi place down.
Bunch of mutts. You don't deserve anything.
Bro, they're closing everything down.
It's time
dude.
To get out.
It's closing everything down.
The Great Migration.
The closest Pizza Hut now is all the way over here.
Oh, no, no, no.
And then, you know what pizza I have now?
You know what?
You know what kind of pizza I can get now?
Little Caesars?
Fucking Domino's, man.
What do you mean? You couldn't get Domino's?
Nah, it's just that that's the only option I have now. Domino's.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
Because it's a fucking shitty-ass salty pizza. With all that fucking crumb all over it, man.
Bro,
you... talking about it last time.
I don't... What's the thing? It's not even salty.
I hate it. Well, it's not salty, but it's like the crumb. It feels like I have salt in my hands from all the, like, whatever on it. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. You're just,
I hate that, man. Now I'm stuck with it, man.
Then just don't eat pizza.
I'm stuck with it.
Douchebag, just make your own.
Stuck with it, man.
I'm stuck with it. No, you're not,
I think I might just go to, like, Walmart and just get those oven-baked pizzas instead.
Could just leave that garbage city.
It's going to be a lot better. It's going to be way better than Domino's pizza.
Oh, no. You could just go to Vons and buy those... frozen ones.
Well, that's what I meant. Those, like, oven-baked ones from Walmart. The ones where, like, you
Walmart
put them in the
pizzas?
Oven, and then they warm up, and then they're good to go.
You can trust those Walmart pizzas, bro. That's cafeteria pizza, bro.
Hell no, it ain't, man. You know what I miss from cafeteria food?
Taco pockets.
Hey, that's what I was going to say.
Everyone says taco pockets.
Taco pockets are bomb. What was in them?
It's just meat and sauce. I think maybe sometimes they had cheese. It was like a green chili.
They were hot as fuck, but they were
hey,
bomb.
You had to
dude.
Wait until the last 5 yeah. minutes of lunch to eat it. You hold it by the corner because you, yeah. you can't hold it.
Or you grab the plate and just take out the little corner out from the plate. And just, yeah. That shit was bomb, though. I love those.
That thing burned the hell out of my tongue every time.
I fucking love those. There's this other like cafeteria food that they had that was really bomb, but nobody really remembers it. It was like it came out like an aluminum thing, and it was potatoes, like mashed potatoes. But it was like an aluminum. It was like a long one. You don't remember it?
That sounds so familiar, dog. Alright, explain more.
It was just potatoes. Like, it was just mashed potatoes, basically. But the top layer of the mashed potatoes was like the external layer was like grilled or something, like it was crunchy, but once you like dug into it, it was soft.
It was soft.
It was bomb.
I don't remember what it looks like, but I remember the taste.
Orangish, yellowish.
Yeah, I don't know, but I mean like what it looked like, the shape and all that. I don't remember.
Well, it came with like an aluminum foil, and it was like
long. And I know you're it was like a little tin.
Yeah, it was like a little tin. Yeah, like a little tin, and it was long. That was bomb.
That was alright.
But nobody really remembers it.
Remember the Taco Bowl?
I never had
like
Taco Bowl.
Big ass tortilla, like a crunchy one. It just had ground beef inside.
Never had it.
And people would dope it up in the salad bar.
Never had
it. I remember one of the homies would put like shredded cheese, lettuce, ranch, croutons. He would put everything on
there. Bro, what?
Yeah. Me, I would just put cheese and lettuce.
I wouldn't. Fuck that. I would never touch that. I remember the mozzarella sticks were bomb as fuck too.
Nah.
You didn't like the mozzarella sticks?
I got sick of those by like middle school.
Bro, I love those. With the tomato sauce. Just dip them in there.
Not a fan.
I love those. Those are bomb as fuck.
Mozzarella sticks.
Yeah, fam. Remember how they gave us that milk in a bag, but too?
Hell yeah, that thing was trash.
Hell yeah. Hated that shit. And if you pierced it too hard, the straw just went straight through. Or it popped.
That's why I hated it, dog. Because I was the only one who couldn't, like, pop the milk. Because
you're a fucking mutt, bro. You're a dumbass.
Hell no.
Can't even figure out the science between a bag of milk and a straw.
I'm a champion.
With a pointy end.
I deserve the boxed milk.
And if it was natural selection, you would have been gone already, bro. You would have been dead.
The top of the food chain.
I keep
the species alive.
Looking like this? 500 pounds? Hell no, bro.
What do you mean, 500 pounds?
Hell no.
I still jog, bro.
Can't even jog. We can't even walk down the block.
I can catch my food.
You walk down the block, like, a quarter of the way, you're
stop, bro.
No.
Maybe you hear me breathing a little bit, but I'll be fine. I'll live, bro.
Like, right? You're just, like, soaked in sweat.
I cannot run a horse, bro.
Hell no. I watched Inception, man. I finally watched the whole movie.
Oh, you had never seen it before?
Never. Like, I've seen chunks of it, but I never saw the whole movie. Yeah, it's a dope-ass movie.
Because, like, especially the end, because it's all open to, like, interpretation.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, wait, did the top stop spinning?
Yeah.
Did it keep going? Is he dreaming?
That's crazy. The dreams within the dreams within the dreams within the dreams.
I haven't seen it in a minute, though.
It's on HBO now.
It's on Hulu, also.
That's on Hulu?
No, that's Shutter Island. Shutter Island's on Hulu.
Shutter Island is really good, too.
Yeah. I haven't seen that in a while, either.
I love Shutter Island. I remember the first time I saw it, I was hella tripping. I was like, bro, what? He was on the island because he was supposed to be there the whole time?
Like they tricked him?
Yeah. That was crazy to me.
I haven't watched any movies lately, I think.
Just been watching the same show?
Nah, I've been thinking about watching The Sopranos again.
The Sopranos again?
God, that's a good show.
I don't know if I can watch it again.
It's just so long. You've never seen it.
It is super long, man. It's so long. I have. So I don't think I can watch it again because it's so long.
You're a liar. We've never seen it.
Bro, I ain't lying.
You're a liar.
I never lie, bro. I'm a child of God.
I need to watch that movie again. It almost feels like I haven't seen it.
Inception?
Yeah, because it's been that long.
Can you believe it? What if we're in a dream right now? Do you have like your heavy thing that you only you know about?
Nah.
I do.
I don't have my little item.
It's right here. It's spinning right now, guys. We can see
it. But shut the hell up, fool. But I did have a dream like last month where I woke up and I thought I was awake. Then it turned out to be just another dream.
Oh, no. Bro, who was trying to extract stuff out of you, bro?
I don't know.
We need to train your subconscious to be strong.
It's
to
the,
fight for
it's the government, fool.
Oh, no.
Came to get me.
The hell getting extract out of you?
I got information.
How to gain weight fast?
Top secrets, fool.
Oh, no.
Stuff that would make you jump off a bridge.
Oh, no. Tips and tricks?
Yep.
Life how hacks. To fold your shirt? No, no.
Life hacks, fool.
Stupid ass life hacks. How to gain 10 pounds overnight. Just binge eat at 10 p.m.
I mean...
Right before bed.
Not even. Just eat what you normally eat and don't leave your house.
Oh, no.
That's basically it. Like, don't do anything that'll cause you, like, your heart rate to go
up. And just play Banjo-Kazooie all day.
Sure.
Oh, no. Dang, man, that was such a long time.
I'm getting bored without football, man.
Long time ago. Isn't it about to start up soon?
Hell no, I got till September, dog.
Oh, so it's September.
It's like what?
What's going on right now? Then basketball, baseball.
Basketball, baseball. Baseball's going on right now. Hockey. That's about it. Soccer too.
I had a baseball player from the Padres come in the other day.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
How do you know?
Dominican dude, cause he showed us a picture of him on the field with the Padres jersey.
Oh, he just shows off like, hey.
Yeah, it was like, Padres. It was a screen cover on his phone.
Oh, no.
I was like, bruh, gotta show everybody. Can you tell me what time it is? I can't read. And then it shows him his phone.
There's some guy who, his phone wallpaper was a picture of him. So, I was like, damn, dog.
What the fuck?
Narcissistic.
One of the homies, or?
Nah, he's not a homie.
Somebody from work?
Nah, I'll tell you later.
Bruh, that's fucking crazy.
It's like a selfie, bro. He's smiling.
Okay,
he's got
stupid
filters on it. Like, bro, what the hell is
that? That makes me think of that meme of the Mexican dad that got a picture of himself as the background of his car. Because he thought it was going to be a picture of him, a small picture in the corner of the car. But it's actually just a picture of his whole face as a card.
Like, oh, a card.
Yeah, not a card. No, card.
It's like card. Like
a debit card.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Because, like, for security measures, sometimes they put your face in the corner.
Yeah.
But for this dude, he was like, oh, you're going to put my picture on the card? Put this one then. And he puts his whole face is the card.
I haven't seen a picture on a card in a long time. I remember as a kid, I would see my parents' picture on their credit cards.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of couples that have, like, couple pictures on their cards, but
like a super pixelated picture of them on the corner.
Oh, my girl has that on her Bank of America.
I've never seen it. Well, yeah.
Yeah, I asked her how she got it too. She said she doesn't know. They just gave it to her like that.
The creepy guy. Like,
bro, what?
The creepy guy was helping her out that day. Hey, you want to take a picture? It's gonna look real nice.
Just to protect your identity.
I sound like a morning radio, like late night radio voice.
Nah, like, hell no, didn't.
Hell yeah, the talk radio. No. Not the guy who does like the ad before the R&B hits at night.
No, I'm talking
about the guy who talks about conspiracies.
Oh, all right, you're stupid. Dude, you know, the new Avengers movie is sold out. I think it's sold out for like the first 2 weeks. I still want to watch it, though.
Yeah, I mean, I'll watch it. Just because I watched the first one. Like, I want to kind of want to see how it ends, but I'm not a huge fan. Those movies, Marvel in general.
Yeah, you'll watch Batman.
Except
movies.
For the Dark Knight. That's
see,
it.
What you're joking, you're like, it's the same
number
shit.
Number one.
Dude. The hero wins at the end.
I've never called someone stupid and messy.
The hero wins. Talk about yourself, right?
I'm talking about fucking, you.
It's the same thing. The hero wins at the end.
Hell no. Oh, damn, I've been touching the mic all this time.
You're a fucking idiot. I hope you know that, man. I even said it before. I'm gonna put it here. Remember, don't touch it. Don't mess with it. Fucking dumbass.
It's gonna be like 30 seconds of.
Oh my god, man. You're such an idiot. Damn, bro. Just tell me your parents dropped you on your head growing up.
Hell no.
Several times, too.
They dropped me in the holy water.
Oh no.
That's why I'm a saint.
Oh, dude, I was watching this movie called Uncle Drew. Have you heard of it?
I've heard of it, yeah.
About the black basketballers.
Yeah.
So one of them becomes a priest, and he's baptizing a kid, and he has a baby in his hands. It's obviously like a fake baby, but he has a baby, and he's about to baptize him, and he treats him like a basketball. He's over here passing him around behind his back and shit. Yeah. It's so funny, man. Because then, like, when he's about to dump him into, like, the water, he says he's going to dunk him into it. Like, slam and just swoom.
Slam dunk.
That shit was funny. It's a good movie. Uncle Drew. It's on HBO Now.
HBO Now.
Yeah.
The other day I saw a clip of, like, George Lopez stand-up from, like 2010 or something. 2009.
God damn.
I didn't think it was good. I only really liked that one special he did, Why You Crying? That's from, like, 2001, though.
That one's good. That bit he said about the corn, where every one person licks it and just pass it over.
Oh, I think it was a churro.
Churro, that's it. You're right. It was a churro. One lick and pass it. One lick and pass it. And you got the fat cut, that fat one that just takes a bite out of it.
I like his bit about his uncle, and his uncle had a heart attack. Or his grandpa, I think.
I never heard that bit.
Yeah. It's like his grandpa or his uncle or something where it's, like, babysitting him and his cousin, something like that. They're like little 3-year-olds or 4-year-olds. And then the guy was just like, I got a pain in my chest.
No, my chest?
I can't breathe. And then the kids start making fun of him. They're like, tío, I can't breathe.
No.
And he's like, go get your tía. They're like, we're not going to laugh anymore. We're not going to laugh.
You know, the other day, I had a customer come in. This guy, Mexican dude. This dude looked like he was like...
Would you say it was your uncle already?
He looked like he was like mid-30s. Okay. Mid-30s or early 40s. And he's married to this white lady. But this white lady, it was like she's like late 50s.
So?
It's crazy, man.
Was she hot?
Because then, no, she wasn't hot. She was just an old white lady, basically. And you had this like dad, basically, this Mexican dad. Looked like your dad or my dad. This dude, he came in and I was helping him out. But when I was helping him out, I was talking to him in Spanish, and he was talking to me in English, even though his English wasn't that good. So I was like, hey, so I just want to make sure like I'm helping you out the best way I can. Is English better for you or is Spanish? And he was like, well, my Spanish is great, so I want to improve my English, so that's why I'd rather speak in English. But since we're in this country and I need to speak English to get more, like, more work and to get more clients, I need to improve my English. But because people like you that speak to Mexicans in Spanish, they never learn and improve their English. So they're always stuck in the same place and they can never rise up and grow, get money. Because people don't talk to them in English. They know they speak Spanish and they just speak Spanish to them instead of improving their English. And okay. I was like, bruh, I'm just doing this to better understand you and so you could better understand me. Because we're not talking about fruits here. We're talking about your finances, important stuff that you need to know and you need to understand the best way you can. And he was like, oh, I know. I understand your point of view. I'm just saying for other people. I was like, oh, okay. But yeah, I could talk to you in English if that's what you like. And he was like, yeah, can you talk to me in English? And then, like, that was it.
Wow,
fruits. But before, he gave me this whole... Well, I'm, like, inside of a Vons.
You're a racist.
So it's like it was relevant. Oh, no!
I'm just saying, because I was selling oranges on the sidewalk.
I'm not going to think I was picking them at the farm or something. But yeah, dude. He just went on this whole big-ass tangent. So he was just telling me, can you just speak in English to me instead? I was like, okay, wow.
I mean...
Sorry, guy.
Who spoke first?
He spoke to me first in English.
So just talk to him in English. So then
I was talking to him in Spanish. But people don't think I'm Mexican, though. People don't think I speak Spanish.
Yeah, but just talk to him in English.
Because I've had customers where we're talking, I have my name tag on. And then at the end of the transaction, they see my name tag. They're like, oh, you speak Spanish? I'm like, yeah. My Spanish is perfect. And they're like, why didn't you talk to me in Spanish the whole time? That would have made everything go a lot smoother, a lot easier. And since most of my clients are Mexican, and I want to make everything easier for them, I speak in Spanish to them whenever I see them and I know they're Mexican. Does that make sense?
I guess. I mean, like me, my Spanish is trash, but that part doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Me, I never assume someone speaks Spanish. I never assume they want me to speak to them in Spanish. I only speak to somebody in English. And if they speak to me in Spanish, I'll just be like, yo, my Spanish is trash. Let's just stick with English.
Nah. When I talk to them in Spanish, they usually appreciate it more. They're like, oh, thank you for speaking Spanish.
Oh, I'm sure they appreciate it, but I'm talking about the assumption.
I guess. But it was interesting what this guy did to me. Like how he went through this whole tangent.
I think he did a good job explaining.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Still, for you, racist.
It was a whole two different sides.
Oh, your uncle, you talk about the oranges you sell.
What the hell? I still helped him out, though. He was happy at the end.
What, called your nephew?
Nah, he didn't call me nephew. I was like, thank you, I really appreciate it. Shake my hand. And I was like, but next time, now I know. Speak English.
He told you to shake my hand?
No, I always shake their hand. I always reach out my hand. Oh. Shake their hand.
Oh, you shook their hand.
Yeah, I always shake their hands after I'm done helping them out.
I'm looking at the sign, the lights, the sign for this restaurant.
Yeah.
And I swear for like a second, it kind of looks, since I'm not wearing my glasses, it looks like a Halloween decorations.
Rubio's?
Yeah.
How?
I don't know. Like, I see the O and the O kind of... The O and the S are kind of blurred together, and to me, it kind of looks like a pumpkin for a little while.
You're just like four kinds of stupid, aren't you?
Blind.
No, stupid blind.
Nah, hell no. I was talking to one of my friends earlier today about snakes, because we were talking about like animals, and then she was like, nah, snakes are gross. That's like, what do you mean? She's like, they're slimy, they don't have legs, And I was like, bruh, they're not slimy at all. They're, like, smooth.
Yeah, they're not slimy.
And then I was like, and then when she said they don't have legs, I laughed and I quoted her. I was like, you don't like them because they have legs. I was like, imagine if you told that to a person with, like, a paraplegic person. Like, oh, no. I don't like you because you don't have legs. Like, wow, that's a dumb reason not to like someone.
Stupid.
It was funny, though. I told her, like, I hope they don't judge you for having legs and...
Wait, you said this is a friend?
Yeah.
You got some dumbass friends. God damn, dude. Bro.
I mean, it makes sense. I'm friends with you.
Oh, no, what you mean?
Giant dumbass.
I'm a genie. I'm gonna be an astronaut.
Hell no.
I'm gonna be repopulating Mars over there.
Hell no. You wanted to be an astronaut, but you signed up for astrology in community college.
Oh, no.